In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of the great bishop of the 5th century, Saint Augustine, and his story is a remarkable example how providence of God, when it chooses and picks a person, no matter what his past is, God's mercy and compassion makes this person a new creation, a vessel and servant and tool of Almighty God. Saint Augustine was one of the most intelligent men who has ever lived, and although he had been raised as a Christian, he, in his days of youth, fell into sins of impurity, and his pride, which he openly confessed he had, his pride darkened his mind so much that he could not see or understand the divine truth anymore. But through the prayers of his holy mother, Saint Monica, and also the marvelous preaching of Saint Ambrose, Saint Augustine finally became convinced that Christianity was the true philosophy, and more, it was the one true religion. But still, even at the moment of his conversion, he did not become a Christian yet and was not yet baptized, because at first he thought that he could never live a pure life. But then one day, when he heard about two men who had suddenly been converted, and reading the life of Saint Anthony, he felt terribly ashamed of himself. He cried to his friends, "What are we doing? Unlearned people are taking heaven by force, while we, with all our knowledge, are so cowardly that we keep rolling around in the mud of our sins." This person, Saint Augustine, who was so highly praised of his intelligence and had every chance of being a good servant of the rich world, he was now full of bitter sorrow, and he flung himself out into the garden and cried out to God, "How long more, O Lord? Why does not this hour put an end to my sins?" But in the moment of his despair, he heard a child singing, "Take up and read." And thinking that God intended him to hear those words of a child, Saint Augustine picked up the book of the letters of Saint Paul and read the first passage his gaze fell on. And it was just what he needed, for in it Saint Paul says to put away all impurity and to live in imitation of Jesus. And that was it. From then on, Saint Augustine truly changed, and he became how we know him, Saint Augustine. He began a new life. He was baptized, became a priest, a bishop, and a famous Catholic writer. He was founder of religious priests and one of the greatest saints that ever lived. And he became very devout and charitable too. And on the wall of his room, he had the good golden rule and the sentence written in large letters, "Here we do not speak evil of anyone." So greatly had he won his former pride that now in his humility he became the great saint of God, and by the mercy of God he overcame strong heresies, practiced great poverty, and supported the poor. And with great fervor he practiced all these virtues right until his death. He once cried to God, thinking all of his years away from him, saying, "Too late have I loved you. but his own true holy life he certainly made up for the sins he had committed before his conversion. Dear faithful, when we think over the great lives of the saints, we should tell ourselves, can I not do what these men and women did? Certainly we can if we pray and strengthen our will. Saint Augustine fell first into despair when he had this dangerous thought that he thought that he could never live a pure life. And yet our Lord has told us, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Our dear and good Father in heaven would never have given us this serious command if he would not also give us the mercies and strength necessary to reach this goal, that is, to become a saint. All of the saints of whom you read in the holy books, they have been men just like us. They have been tempted and like us. They have had their transgressions. They have had their sorrows as we. But they overcame their sorrow and they overcame their pride by putting their happy thoughts and their lives totally in the hands of Almighty and Merciful God. Truly, in Saint Augustine, as in the lives of other saints, what we should imitate, we realize that our religion is not about our transgressions or about our sorrows, but totally about the mercy of God, who by his own good and free will and because of his love for the sinful human race has given us the keys to salvation, has given us the sacraments, has given us the church and communion of saints. In short, everything necessary in order that we might reach heaven and we might be happy servants of God already on this earth. Saint Augustine, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.